How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Linda says, yeah, tell my son that. He's a shit driver. Oh, no, you're right. Men can be shit drivers. Most women are. Stevie says, WTF. I think she's thinking that when I said she's a cute version of Gandalf, I was referring to your hair as white like Gandalf. Tofa says, I've seen plenty of men be shit drivers, just as many shit women. Most people are shit drivers. Yeah, it's a joke. Shut up. Stevie says, yeah, but he's old. Well, what does it matter? I just said she's a cute version of Gandalf. The key word there is cute. It's like if you, for Halloween, dressed up as like hot Gandalf, you could pull that off with the white hair. Just put on like some slut gear and maybe like a staff in your hand. You could go as slut Dolph. You know, like for Halloween, everybody dresses up. Chicks dress up in slutty costumes. Slutty Gandalf, slut Dolph. I don't know if you're the slut type, though. It probably would be way uncomfortable and awkward. I don't think there are any women on the show audience members who, like, I would quietly think is, like, a slut. Which, to me, that isn't necessarily a pejorative. It's okay for, like, Nick, he's kind of slutty. And it's okay if a chick does what Nick does. You know, you can't look at a woman who decides that she's going to, you know, have a few guys that she's dating. That is like slutty behavior. She's trying to find Mr. Right. Give her a break. 30 to 24. One of you had, Bob said, Detroit 45, Green Bay 13. If they embarrass a 9-win team with that type of score for the rest of the year, the whole world's going to be talking about the Lions. They already are. I keep seeing this clip of Colin Cowherd saying that the Detroit Lions are the best team since the New England Patriots, one of their years, the year they had Randy Moss or something like that. I don't know. Showbro Michael says Green Bay might beat them. Yeah, I know. I don't feel that great about this game, and Green Bay is a good football team. They got some battering ram running back. I think his name is Josh Jacobs. And he is a son of a bitch. He's on my fantasy team. Yeah, he's a battering ram. And you'll be seeing the Packers hand the ball off to Josh Jacobs quite a bit. And that quarterback, Jordan Love, is a real deal. Green Bay's good. In fact, you know who I should call? I should call Freebeer's wife's ex-husband, who is a Packers fan. The legendary Coleman Lutz. For some reason, he likes the goddamn Packers. Tophus says, is this the nose's ex-husband? Yes. He's usually working. Amy says, then talk about free beer after. Oh, absolutely.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. All right.
He's pretty busy. He works for a local municipality. That dude is so cool, though. I love that guy. I met him through the show and his pal, Matt Herring. They're pals. We go to the races together. And their kids show up. It's awesome. I got a tip, speaking of free beer and hot wings, from Chris K, that Maitland, who we've talked many times, is just not the brightest bulb. The latest dopey thing she did. Let me just read to you what Chris said. God, this is so dumb. I responded with, come on! 7:05 a.m. Maitland confuses an arms dealer with someone that's selling human limbs. So at one point in the show, they're discussing an arms dealer. And then she's no doubt looks perplexed. Can't figure out what the fuck they're talking about. I'm sure they had a good laugh, but that's bad. Ugh. How embarrassing. She's college educated, too. This is the woman that thought that clouds disappear at night and that because pool water in backyard pools that are sanitized with chlorine, that the water would be flammable. Not making it up. These are things that actually happened. She also, at one point, they're reading a text from someone who described how he or she looks at work because of safety glasses that the person is wearing as, yeah, these are birth control safety glasses. Now, everybody knows what that means. Means you look so dorky, no one would want to sleep with you. She actually thought that there's a product that you put on your face to help your vision that is also birth control. Holy shit. David said, classic dumb blonde thinking. No, truly, truly. And I've talked at length about this. Seems polite, congenial, friendly, likable, and is her beauty is unbelievable. She's a very, very beautiful young lady. But dumb as a box of rocks. And not good on the air. Bad, bad broadcaster. One of the worst you'll ever hear. Has no business being on a microphone. Tophus suggests, I wonder if it's an act that she puts on because she has nothing to offer the show. Maybe. Matt says Freebeer wants to put babies on her face. I don't know about that. Jeremy says she's lucky that she's cute because she's getting nowhere based on talent or brains. Yes, that's true. I know that sounds harsh, and you might think that I'm doing that to be demeaning, but that's I've always sold everybody straight about this. When I've said that Kelly is fucking very funny and talented, you know, I've made that known. Her, not so much. Very, very bad at that. I think I hear Pooh Bear in the other room. If we can't get the nose's ex-husband, we'll get Pooh Bear. She might be getting in the shower.
Hello, you have reached Diana's cell phone.
Kenny makes a comment, and it seems suspicious to me. Again, here we are. We've moved on. Any bit of the silliness between Kenny and Tophus earlier has died down. This is textbook. This is what I'm talking about. This is what happened yesterday. Here we are. We moved on. Turn the page on all this silly nonsense yesterday. And Kenny, again, claps back. You cannot look everybody in the face and say that you're innocent, and then you keep restoking the fire. I don't know if that serves you. I don't know if that garners you anything but raised eyebrows from everyone here watching you behave that way. Why do you do that? I don't understand. Here we are. We're fucking around. And then now you're sitting there doing all that nonsense. He says, like, people can act differently for a show than they are in real life. Imagine that, Tophus. Yeah, just knock it off. We've all moved on. We don't need to go back to this. All you're doing is trying to start another fight. And then he says, Tophus doesn't respond. And then he says, I wish Eric would stop reading your comments, though. I think you're kind of a little fussy and cranky. I don't understand. And now he gives me the finger, and all I've done was pointed out what you did. You're the one doing it, ding dong. Tyler says that Kenny is quite antagonistic today. God, you are being very rude to people today. I don't understand that. You were very rude to people yesterday. You picked a fight yesterday. Today, you denied it, and then you confirmed it. And then this all went back and forth. And then now we change topics, and it's like you're craving the attention. I don't get it, Kenny. I thought you wanted this to be, like, forgotten about. It's very strange to me. All right. Chris says he's sick, so he's fussy. You know, that might have something to do with it. You're right. He has been under the weather. All right. I want you to hold right there. I'm going to take a break on this show. I'll let you guys fight it out, all this BS you're putting everybody through with your silliness. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere. All right, I'm back. And I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed because I left, and all there is now is anger between idiot Tophus and idiot Kenny. Kofish, you were doing so well staying out of it. But now you're being a pain in the ass, and that's unfortunate. I see you referred to Kenny as a creepy twat. Bob says, yeah, Kenny, stir that pot. Kenny says, I'm just making a valid point that, of course, Eric wants to ignore and then blames me for shit. Well, that's not true at all. That's a lot of that thing that happens from time to time by, pretty much just you. It's called, people are always saying that they're the victim. It's a better term for it. Like, I'm the victim. I'll give you a pass for even saying that about me because I know that that's kind of how you're wired. And that's okay. Now, I know better than that. I know that you have this dark side. It was on display last night, and it was on display here with you starting to fight both last night and today. And now, you must be satisfied because now Tofus is acting like an asshole as well. Kenny says, I didn't start anything. No, you did. You called him a keyboard warrior to start, and then you doubled down on that here today. We talked about this. You can't sit there and then deny it. Bruce is eating paper towel. I don't want to hear from either of you two. You knock it off. You guys get along with each other. Okay? No more of this aggressive talk. This is the holidays. You two should be friendly with each other. Or at least respectful. Now, O'Neill and Bruce are in here. No Darla. She is raising hell and with mom. I have something for Ben Glaze. I don't know if he's still in here. Stu McAllister wants a football bet between you and him. Ben Glaze would take the Lions. Stu McAllister would take the Bills. This is for the regular season game that is coming up between those two teams. Loser has some type of punishment. I need to know if Ben Glaze is down. Now, Stu does this crazy shit all the time, like consumes large quantities of food that shouldn't be consumed as payoffs for bets. So he's got a strong stomach. Just something to think about. All right, I have an update for you that actually, before I get to this update, I do have some sponsors that have been so generous and sweet to your old pal EZ that I want you to reach out to. Let's start with Werner Roofing, W-E-R-N-E-R, WernerRoofing.com. If you are in West Michigan and you need a new roof, this is who you call. They are absolutely outstanding. They put a roof on our house here. And you can take advantage of all of their expertise, knowledge, know-how, and outstanding service. Most people finance roofs because they're pretty expensive to put on to any home. You can do that. This was quite an expensive endeavor. We financed that sucker for 10 years. It's like you barely even notice it. So you can do the same. Not every roofing company is created. Not all roofing companies are created equal. Not everybody has this type of possibility. They might have some type of payment plan, but basically you don't have the luxury with all companies of paying it off month by month. You do with Werner Roofing. Not only do they do regular roofs, they do metal roofs, they do siding, they do gutters. You can find them online at WernerRoofing.com. Thank you to Forge 3D. That would be my pal Tim Stevens, who is the CEO of Forge 3D. You can find them on Facebook. All you need to do is search Forge, F-O-R-G-E, 3D online on Facebook, and you will be able to find them. They are at 616-667-7937. 3D printing any types of parts or damaged material that you have. In fact, I just heard from Tim. He said, can you mention these things for the Christmas season? These are some of our best sellers / requests for Christmas gifts, all of which can be customized at no extra charge. Number one, sensory toys, fidgets, and games. Two, Lions merch. Actually, any professional or college team merchandise. Three, dragons, dinosaurs, almost any animal you can think of can be 3D printed in toy form. He says there's too much to list, but if anyone has any questions, they can contact me through my Facebook or my website, Forge 3D LLC. Call or text 616-667-7937. He says, lastly, I just heard from one of your audience members yesterday. I hope that keeps up. Me too. Forge 3D. All right. In fact, I'm going to take a look, little peek at the website here. There you go. This is how the magic is made. All of these toys were 3D printed. This looks like it's some type of toys for some kid who, like, I don't know what these are. Dog bones? A wrench? Contact us. You can contact them through the website and everything. Forge 3D, thank you so much.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Matt writes, did Joe Martinez ever take your bet? He should have. Easy would be down $200. Yeah, that's right. I offered him Chicago and 10.5. He would have won that. And then the second bet was double or nothing. He gets Michigan in the points. He would have won that. No. That ignorant slut did not take the bet. Of course he didn't. He's a dumbass. Bob asks, what category are the ghost guns under at Forge 3D? To my knowledge, They will not make you a ghost gun. I take that back. To my knowledge, they don't make ghost guns. Can they make you a ghost gun? I don't know. I know that ghost guns are 3D printed. That might be a face-to-face conversation. I don't advise having that conversation over a phone in case the line is tapped. It's also not known if the guy who killed the insurance dude in New York City fired with a ghost gun. Brian Thompson, here he is a millisecond before this wacko shoots him in the back with that pistol. It's a strange looking pistol. Almost looks like it's got a suppressor on it of some type. There was a person right there to witness this in this brazen attack. That person ran off, was unharmed. This wacko with the hood on, who is still at large, was there waiting for this guy. This was an ambush. The police are saying, are dismissing the idea that this was a hitman. But it definitely is a premeditated attack. And now there's a little bit more information. When the wacko shot the guy in the back, the casings that had the bullets, they are ejected from the pistol. They collected those as evidence. And it turns out that there was something engraved on each shell casing. It said, delay, deny, defend. And that means something. I take it back. It said, deny, depose, defend, engraved on the rounds. Brian Thompson, 50, was shot several times at 6:46 a.m. yesterday before fleeing. The fact that there was something engraved on those shelves means something. United Healthcare is the largest insurance company in the U.S. or the world or something like that. And this guy's the boss of it. Now that the words deny, depose, and defend are similar to the title of a 2010 book that condemns the insurance business, in which Thompson is one of the most powerful leaders of. So there's a connection there. The book is called Delay, Deny, Defend. It's similar to what was written on the shell casings. So that right there tells you this guy is probably disgruntled because probably something bad happened with the insurance industry. Like maybe someone he knows or loves, or maybe he was denied insurance coverage or a payout on a, and then somebody couldn't get treatment. Nick says, you go in any comment section, there is nothing good said about United Health. Tofa says, yeah, it's someone who got revenge on a cunt who didn't pay out insurance for a family member and they died. Tofus's pal Kenny writes, one psycho idiot fed up with health insurance and ends up killing a man because of it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that the I mean, obviously the action is insane. Tofus suggests that Kenny is sticking up for the CEO. Becky says it's disgusting. Insurance companies determine who has access to health care and still make billions of dollars. Bob says, where was Kenny the Punisher when this went down? Kenny then says, like, that will do any good. Someone else will replace him. Yeah, I understand anybody's pain or anguish. But at the same time, and it should never be acceptable to kill somebody. I don't know that. Let me hold off. This guy may have deserved to die, but I don't know that. I need to know more. I need to know the connection between the shooter and why this guy feels that way. So I am holding out judgment on the murderer. I am holding out judgment on everybody until I get more information. I'll tell you what I would do if I were running any type of insurance company and I was in charge. I wouldn't go outside. I wouldn't be doing anything, knowing full well that I might be shot dead. IMKO says, it's a fair assumption to think this killing was motivated by insurance de facto killing a loved one by not providing care. In fact, I can't really imagine anything else. Becky says, what's funnier is they still had their meeting at 8. Investors had to metaphorically step over his body to get to the meeting. Like, oh, there's dead Brian. Let's go in and chat. Yeah, I don't know, man. It would have to be really, really bad, something awful. Like, if the only way that I would find this acceptable is if Brian Thompson himself got on the phone to this guy here or this guy's mom and said, fuck you. Fuck off and die. We're not covering it. What are you going to do about it? And then hung it up. That, to me, would be the only acceptable way that it would be okay to have this guy killed. Then I support murder, if that is the case. I'm a murder supporter if all of those things happen just as I said. And apparently then their stock was up. Okay. All right. Jeremy says, easy. I just emailed you a story about a new policy that Blue Cross announced yesterday. Now I'm curious. Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield says it won't cover anesthesia after certain time limits in 3 states. Won't cover the full length of anesthesia during surgery if it exceeds a specific time limit, leaving to outrage across social media from average users to government officials. The change will affect those receiving coverage in New York, Missouri, and Connecticut. They're looking to target the number of minutes reported for anesthesia services. If a claim is submitted where the reported time for anesthesia service exceeds the established number of minutes, it will be denied, according to Anthem. People under the age of 22 and maternity-related care will be excluded from the change. The American Society of Anesthesiologists said in a press release the move was unprecedented and based on an arbitrary time limit. I need more information here before... Okay, it says continue reading. This is just the latest in a long line of appalling behavior by commercial health insurers looking to drive their profits up at the expense of patients and physicians providing essential care, said Dr. Donald E. Arnold, president of the society. He's like in charge of like the anesthesiologist. It's a cynical money grab by Anthem designed to take advantage of the commitment anesthesiologists make thousands of times each day to provide their patients with expert, complete, and safe anesthesia care. You know, I guess what I'd want to know is what type of dollars and cents are we looking at for the cost and the consumers? Like, how expensive could it be? I would assume that anything medically related is astronomically expensive. Sometimes I wonder why. I mean, I understand that the doctors are saying, oh my God, this can't be. But I think that medical care is historically overpriced to begin with. Like what you're actually billed for is beyond expensive. And I don't think it needs to be that expensive. I think that hospital systems are also very much the culprits in the high cost. It should be that if you do get past that limit where insurance isn't paying it out, in my opinion, the consumer should not be charged the same way that the insurance company is charged. So I get it, and yeah, I support that people are outraged, but that's not the only thing people should be outraged by. The cost of healthcare is so overpriced because generally the cost of healthcare is passed on to an insurance company, which is probably why insurance companies cut their coverage because of what they have to pay out for whatever procedures. Everything's overpriced. So this is kind of like chicken or the egg, in my opinion. Nobody likes to see coverage cut, but at the same time, the hospital systems are definitely not at fault. Donko says the insurance companies are owned by the healthcare companies. It's so confusing. Becky says people are going to go bankrupt just to keep living. Insurance companies drive up costs too. Basically, insurance decides how long surgery should take. They won't cover the anesthesia if the surgery goes longer than they say it should. That's concerning the article. Very interesting. But for me, I'm going to immediately forget about this because it's not in Michigan, so I don't give a shit. Tofus says it's going to get worse when the orange rapist gets into office. Yeah, I don't want to say that about the president of the United States. He was voted in by a majority of the people. And I am not down. I am here to support and hope that he does a good job. Now, will he? Probably not. Chris says the number one cause of bankruptcy in the U.S. is medical debt. You notice how after an election, everybody gets remarkably quiet. Like the people who won get quiet. The people who lost get quiet. It's like the calm before the storm. Whatever day that the inauguration or the election is certified, then it starts to ramp up. I'm going to try to do a good job to ignore most of that and hope it works for the best. Tofus says that Trump will not do a good job. He's surrounding himself with other people who won't do a good job. It's awesome. He also adds, January 6th will be quiet this year because the Trumpers won. That's true. I will say this. The fact that Trump won and no one on the left made a peep. No one on the left acted like a bitch. It just took the L. That's the way it should be. Those bitch Republicans, all they did was cry, moan, and try to overthrow the government. In the world's biggest asshole convention. Unbelievable. Thank you, Tophus, for that link. Thank you, as always, to Frank Fuss. Speaking of insurance, Frank can help you find the right insurance through healthcare.gov. Go to buyinsurancehere.com and sign up. That's buyinsurancehere.com. Fill out the form. Frank will contact you in a matter of hours. If he doesn't, please let me know so that I can bust his balls. If you are in the market for healthcare through healthcare.gov and or Medicare or Social Security, Frank can help you with all that. He's also an expert on life insurance. He can get you insured for you and your loved ones. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. Loving my friends at the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. No matter where you are in the U.S., buy now, refinance later. That's buy now, refinance later with Mario. 231-332-6505. Tree down? Call Kuiper Tree Care. They're in West Michigan. You can find them at K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. Great group over there. Kuiper Tree Care wants to help you. If you have a tree down, maybe you need some tree pruning. Now, there's not nearly as many jobs coming in during the winter months, but still, if you have some limbs that go down, you need that taken care of, call Kuiper Tree Care. They will help you. They'll also give you an estimate on any type of tree removal or stump grinding that you're going to need done. K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. They are the best in West Michigan. Finally today, Joe Martinez at A&E Heating and Cooling. Residential, commercial, call Joe. If you have suddenly your machine is on the fritz and your house is cold as fuck, get Joe in there to help you out. A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. Uh-oh, short show alert. That's right, I'm fresh out of things to talk about, so I'm going to leave it right there. Yesterday's asshole of the day, Scott Buchholz, who now blocked me on Facebook. I love that. When people come to me talking shit and then I fuck them up and they end up blocking me. What's wrong? Huh? Holy shit. Who is the asshole of the day? It could be that murderer. Or it could be the guy who got murdered. I'm guessing it's not the guy who got murdered. I'm just throwing it out there that some people are not going to feel bad for the murdered guy. Now, I think that's a mistake. In fact, that is your asshole of the day. The New York shooter is without a doubt the asshole of the day until further notice. Now, he might be a good guy if we learn that Brian Thompson himself told his mom or loved one to fuck off and they aren't covering the chemotherapy. All right? But until then, I am going with the New York shooter as the asshole of the day. And that is where I'm leaving the show today. Thank you, as always, for being here, and I'll talk to you a little later on the Patreon. I've already published the audio for the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast and Who Are These Free Beers? You can check that out online on Patreon. Okay, thank you, folks. Till next time, bye-bye.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.